We're here with Professor Emeritus at University of California, Berkeley, and 49ers staff consultant of 32 years, Dr. Harry Edwards, and his Follow Your Bliss Award that recognizes different educators throughout various disciplines. Dr. Edwards, can you give us just a little history and background on the Follow Your Bliss Award?
This is something that was established by Jesse Lovejoy and his staff, along with the ownership of the San Francisco 49ers, in order to recognize the contributions and promise of educators, teachers in the community, and to connect sports with academics to demonstrate that we're really talking about the same kinds of dynamics and processes, that a great coach and a great teacher are really kindred spirits. And this award is a way of kind of bringing those two communities, sports and academics, together.
What is the importance of education in today's youth?
Today you have so much information that's out there on the internet, on the social media, in newspapers, on television networks, and so forth, that it becomes more critical than ever that students have critical thought capabilities, that they're able to sort through all of this information and arrive at reasoned, rational, defensible positions and judgments about all of the information that comes toward them.
Now, your award works hand in hand with the San Francisco 49ers and specifically the STEAM program. Where do you see the importance of sports in education?
Great athletes and great students really abide by the same principles and dynamics. A great athlete has to have high expectations of himself or herself. They have to learn to behave as if they were already champions long before they become champions. They have to realize that the only shortcut to achievement is hard work. It's the same with the student. They have to have high expectations of themselves in whatever they're doing. They have to learn to behave as if. You want to be a great student? What would a great student be doing right now? Not tomorrow, not on when the test comes up. What would a great student be doing right now?
Since we're on the line of sports, let's look at the other side of the spectrum. How about for educators? How can programs like STEAM inspire educators?
I think that a lot of people come into this building. I mean, I've talked to young people from my own community in Fremont who came into this building to see the Super Bowl trophies, to see the replicas of the Super Bowl rings, to see the clips of Joe Montana leading the Super Bowl championship winning drive in the last 2 minutes and 32 seconds. But they left out of here with the greatest sense of the role of academics and education in their lives, of how important it is to take the math, to take the theory, to take the methodology, to take the various educational modules that they're presented with in the classroom as seriously as they take their interest in football.
Going back to the award, what do you want teachers and educators to know about this award, and also when it relates to their role in society?
I think this award says that the work that you do is not only important, it's critical. I think that's the message to the teachers, that you are respected for doing the work that you do.
What inspired you, maybe if you look back into your past and your journey to where you are now? Is there any specific person or educator?
There are two people that I have phenomenal respect for. One of them was my grandmother. She had a third grade education, but she told me something when I first came to California as a 16-year-old prospective scholarship football player, basketball athlete. She said, there's at least one good learning in everything if you're disciplined and smart enough to master it. From that point on, I never had another bad professor. I never had another bad teacher. I never read another bad book. The second person that I have phenomenal respect for as a teacher was Bill Walsh. I considered myself at Berkeley a great teacher. I taught over 50% of all of the students who took sociology over the 31 years that I was on the faculty there. But I taught them ideas. My goal was to incite them to think. I was very good at that. But Bill Walsh not only had to incite his players to think, he had to teach them to execute and implement the thoughts and lessons that were learned. He said, this is why I always coach my coaches. I don't coach them on the technical dimensions of their jobs. If I have to coach them on that, I've picked the wrong coach to begin with. What I do is teach them to be great teachers. That is why I coach my coaches. Every great coach that I have ever studied, they were technically proficient, but they were also great teachers. And the greatest teacher of them all was one Mr. Bill Walsh, who I was blessed to be around for the better part of 25 years. He was asked, what is the greatest single characteristic of all of your great teams? The greatest single asset was that they cared about each other. And that was something that I insisted upon because I wanted them to know first that I cared about them. Because you cannot get any young person to care about anything until you convince them that you care about them. That's what this award is trying to inspire. One of the chief characteristics that we're looking for is, does he inspire his students? Does she inspire her students to care about education, about their community, about their peers? Because that is a key to learning, to becoming a great student.
So what would you say, if you could just hear from Bill Walsh himself, what would his words to today's educators be?
When it comes to education, when it comes to dealing with young people, the thing that I constantly come back to was that foundation commitment that Bill instilled in all of his teams. First, foremost, and above all else, we have to care about each other. Go forward thinking, how can I help make us better?
So how broad of a spectrum is this award targeting when it comes to educators? Is it just their academics? Is it the emotional involvement? What exactly are you kind of eyeing for in this recipient of this award?
The recipient of this, of the Follow Your Bliss Award, should have that optimum mix of empathy, caring, most certainly respect for not just the students, but their families and the communities that they come from. They should have an identity with the humanity of all of their students, irrespective of background, circumstances, biography. They most certainly should be highly motivated to move those students from where they are in terms of their commitment to learning to where their capabilities and potential competencies can carry them. We're looking for someone who goes in and has that capability of generating a love for learning, a love for educational development, for intellectual development, for personal development, for cultural development in students, irrespective of their background, irrespective of their biography, irrespective of what community they come from.